Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes.
Thank you.
here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Our saint of the day is Anthony Zaccaria. He was born in the city of Cremona, Italy in 1502, 5 July 1539. He was an early leader of the Counter-Reformation, the founder of religious orders, Barnabites, and a promoter to the devotion to the Passion of Christ, the Eucharist, and the renewal of the religious life among the laity. At the same time that Martin Luther was attacking abuses in the church, a reformation within the church was already being attempted. Among the early movers of the Counter-Reformation was Anthony Zaccaria. His mother became a widow at 18 and devoted herself to the spiritual education of her son. In 1527, he started studying for the priesthood and continued his theological studies in Bologna. And on February 20, 1529, Zaccaria was ordained a priest in the chapel of St. Joseph in the Cremona Cathedral. Zaccaria was occupied with preaching in churches and on street corners. In August of 1531, Zaccaria received the custom of ringing church bells at 3 p.m. on Fridays in remembrance of the passion and death of Jesus. In 1533, having received encouragement from Pope Clement VII, Zaccaria took a small house near the church of St. Catherine at the Pont de Fabri, and here he began the community life. The congregation was named after the companion of Paul. In 1534, at St. Catherine's, he popularized a 40-hour devotion for the laity, the solemn exposition of the Blessed Sacrament for adoration by the faithful, accompanied by preaching. In July of 1535, Pope Paul III, with a bull of appropriation, confirms the devotion to St. Paul for Zaccaria and his group. He received a medical doctorate at 22 while working amongst the poor of his native Cremona in Italy. He was attacked by a religious apostolate. He renounced his rights to any future inheritance, worked as a catechist, and was ordained a priest at the age of 26. Called to Milan in a few years, he laid the foundation of three religious congregations, one for men, one for women, and an association for married couples. Their aim was the reform of the decadent society of their day, beginning with the clergy, religious, and lay people. Greatly inspired by St. Paul, the congregation is named Barnabites after the companion of that saint. Anthony preached with great vigor in the church and street, conducted popular missions, and was not ashamed of doing public penance. Their devotions mainly focused on the teaching of Paul of Tarsus, with emphasis on love for the Eucharist and Christ crucified. Anthony encouraged such innovations as the collaboration of the laity and the apostolate, frequent communion, the 40-hour devotion, and the ringing of church bells at 3 p.m. on Fridays. His Holiness moved many to reform their lives, but as with all the saints, it moved many to oppose him. Twice his community had to undergo official religious investigation, and twice it was exonerated. In art, he is depicted wearing the black cassock of the order and holding a lily cross, chalice, and a host. While on a mission of peace, Anthony became seriously ill and was brought home for a visit to his mother. He died at Cremona at the age of 36. After his death, a number of cures were attributed to the intercession of Anthony Mary Zaccaria. 27 years after his death, his body was found to be incorrupt. He was canonized by Pope Leo XIII on 27th of May of 1897. His feast day is celebrated on 5 July, and he is the patron saint of physicians. And that is our saint of the day.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
No, but they'll sure bless.
You know, this brings up another question about patron saint of physicians. There was another follower of Christ that was a physician who happened to be at Calvary, St. Luke. St. Luke was a physician as well.
That's right. That's right. Why isn't he mentioned as a patron saint of physicians?
Well, he may be, but this saint today is more recent, probably, so in memory. So maybe that's why. But
Maybe he was more of a practicing doctor. Because Luke was also a historian.
Yeah, he sure was. And so, Mike, I thank you for this opportunity today and tomorrow, just to kind of, the saint for tomorrow will be.
Kind of whet your appetite.
Yes, it does. And this is going to be a very most important one tomorrow. Saint Maria Goretti. Oh, man.
I've heard of him, but it's a distant memory.
Well, but
you can find out all about him.
Her.
Tomorrow. Her tomorrow. Gee, I don't even have the gender right. I got to read up on this one.
Well, I'll send it to you. And this one is, and we want to thank the Lord for all the lives of these great saints who gave their lives in word and deed and action for our Lord,
We could use a few of them today.
Exactly. They're example, role models. These are heaven's role models for us. And with that, we do want to pray for Pope Francis and all our clergy today. We want to pray all of them. We want to pray for all those who are under addictions, suffering under all kinds of addictions, and need deliverance. So we pray for those, and we pray for the prodigals, those who have abandoned the faith. And so we pray for the coming home, the regathering of the vineyard. So that's what we're all about. That's, you know, Deeper Truth exists because of everything that's happening in our world today, in our society. We pray for America.
Mm-hmm.
We just celebrated. And I have to tell you, I celebrated the 4th of July yesterday. It was one of the best 4th of Julys I've ever had. I mean, I enjoyed this immensely. I celebrated this 4th of July with two angels. Literally two angels. I celebrated the 4th of July this year. One of the angels was my wife, Gigi. Oh, that was so good. And the other one, all day long, we watched back-to-back, Highway to Heaven, and Jonathan, the angel there. Oh, that was just so good, though. But, I mean, just all the stories. And, you know, it was a great 4th of July for me. We had all around us. We had all explosions and all the everything going off, you know. So, I mean, we had that all around us. And, man, I've been all around. So, but it was a great 4th of July. And, Mike, I hope you had a nice 4th of July. And all you out there, if you're traveling and having family and, you know, friends and all the things, cookouts and all the things, and traveling, well, I hope Man. Are you okay there, Mike? You sound like you're about to die there.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
That picked up.
All right. Well, tomorrow is Saint Maria Goretti. Oh, and if you're not familiar with her,
Saint Maria Goretti.
She is a saint for our times. And listen in tomorrow. Why is she a saint for our times? They all are, but this one in particular really, really, really is a saint for our times. So listen in to the story of St. Maria Goretti. And so with that, we love, this is a time, the point in time, you know, to pray for a priest. And I think it's important for us to do that, to pray for our priests. You know? And so, thank you, Mike. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Everybody out there listening is thinking, is he okay? So I have to ask the question.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got something in my throat.
Well, was that that
maybe
back you were
talking maybe
about?
Tomorrow saint of the day.
Well, I like this particular prayer. This here is a prayer for priests by Saint John Vianney. God, please give to your church today many more priests after your own heart. May they be worthy representatives of Christ, the Good Shepherd. May they wholeheartedly devote themselves to prayer and penance, be examples of humility and poverty, shining models of holiness, tireless and powerful preachers of the Word of God, zealous dispensers of your grace in the sacraments. May their loving devotion to your Son, Jesus, in the Eucharist, and to Mother Mary, his mother and ours, be the twin fountains of fruitfulness for their ministry, Jesus and Mary. And some would say Jesus through Mary. So, amen. The prayer by St. John Vianney. And so, what an opportunity this has been. Again, thank you, Mike. And we'll see you again next time. And so we'll end it with this song. So, with God's grace, so then shut the door. You know, when the devil comes knocking, shut the door.
Shut the door, keep on the devil. You shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep on the devil. You light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright. Oh, when I was a baby child.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
Good and bad was just a game.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Many years and many trials.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
They proved to be they're not the same.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Yeah, shut the door,
keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. The devil's light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
Oh, Satan is an evil charmer.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
He's hungry for a soul to hurt.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
And without your holy armor.
Shut the door,
listen to me.
Keep out the devil.
He will eat you for dessert.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut the door, keep out the devil. Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
Hey, hey, hey,
shut the door.
Hey, hey, hey,
shut the door.
Hey, hey,
you better shut the door. Say a prayer, you won't be back no more.
My mama used to sing this song.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
Oh, papa used to sing it too.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Jesus called and took them home.
Shut the door, keep out the devil.
And so I sing the song for you.
Shut the door, keep the devil in the night.
Shut the door,
keep out the devil. Shut the door, keep the devil in the night. Shut
the door,
keep out the devil.
the devil in the night. Shut the door, light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright. Light the candle, everything's alright.
And you open the door for the Lord, and everything is all right.
So a little girl once said, when Satan knocks at my heart's door, I ask Jesus to answer it.
There you go. Because Jesus, he is true, and he is our King. I lift up the King of glory, the King of salvation. And I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. God bless you all. Good day, and see you tomorrow for Saints.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow for the Saint of the Day tomorrow. God bless.